The season is just around the corner. But first, the team comes together in spring training. Broadcasting live from Peoria, this is Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back to Padres Social Hour. We're being joined now by one of the Padres having the best spring in camp, Jamal Weeks. What's going on?
Nothing much. Glad to be here.
It's been an exciting spring for you. You're producing. You're doing really well. You're getting used to a new clubhouse and new teammates. How happy are you with everything so far?
I'm happy. You know, I came here happy with the opportunity that the Padres gave me, Mr. Preller and, you know, the Skip, Andy Green, everybody. They talked to me before I came, and I'm excited for the opportunity.
Talk to me about how that opportunity came up. I'm sure you had other options and you had a lot of decisions to make in the offseason. What was the timeline? What was your thought process behind signing with the Padres?
I didn't really have a timeline. Everything came down to where I thought was the best fit and opportunities that were out there. And so the Padres presented me great opportunity. The staff, the type of people that were here, the way that they presented the opportunity to me, I felt like it was worth that shot. And it was an opportunity I didn't want to pass up.
You grew up in Florida. You start your career in Oakland. Then you come back to the East Coast, Boston, Baltimore. Was coming back west any kind of a positive or a trepidation for you?
I think it was positive. For me, it's refreshing. You know, I've been here, and most of my career has been spent on this West Coast. So it's kind of coming back to some familiar ground. And, you know, I'm ready to get back after it. You know, whatever the future holds, I'm just ready to go out there and get after it.
All right, so far in spring, I'm going to rattle off these stats to you. As we're taping this, you lead the team in hits, steals, average, OBP, and OPS. You've been in the second most games. I mean, you've got to be pretty happy with the production so far.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on a progression right now, and I'm happy with the success. It's a long season, and you never get too high, never get too low. And I think everything that I'm saying right now, it's coming from behind the teaching of what our manager is after and what this upper staff and everybody is searching for to make this a continual thing, continual progress, and something that's not just a one-time hit. We got to keep going. So that's my mentality.
I like that you say that, not get too high, not get too low, because you've had a lot of success but also some struggles in your career. A lot of players have. What have you learned from both of those, the highs and the lows, that allow you to move forward the way you do now?
I mean, my biggest learning experience has come from last season coming into this season, having another opportunity. And the biggest thing for me is just put your effort out there. Work hard, put the effort out there, and whatever you can do, do it to the best of your ability, because you don't know how long it's going to last. So just go.
You've been a Swiss Army knife so far this spring. You've played second, short, and third, right? A little bit of outfield as well.
Correct.
Has any one of those positions been more challenging than another for you?
I think they all have their own challenges in their own separate ways. I think the biggest thing as far as challenging is more so understanding mentality at second, third, short, you know, left field, whatever it might be. But once you get down what you're supposed to do and the task at each position, it's honestly about putting in the work and making yourself comfortable.
Andy Green has said that one thing that can help you or any of the other utility guys that are looking to make this team is the ability to play shortstop, be able to spell Alexi Ramirez once in a while. How's that position specifically been for you? What are those challenges playing in the six hole there?
Well, I enjoy shortstop. I had a pretty good amount of time there with Boston, who gave me an opportunity, with Baltimore in the minor leagues, who gave me an opportunity. And it's been a good transition for me. And shortstop is a position I think you can use your athleticism a lot more. And, you know, it flows over there. Everything seems to flow over there. So I have no complaints. I have nothing on the field that I don't want to work harder at and get better at. So there's never a finished product. And I just go from there, bro.
It's going to be your first time, or it is your first time for a National League team. Do you think, was that any part of your thought process, that maybe your game lends itself to National League style of play with all the versatility and the switching and the late game kind of strategy? Do you think you're a better fit for that maybe than the AL?
I think absolutely. I think my gameplay and my style, just it transitions better for the National League. And there's more opportunity there as well. Opportunity is the biggest thing, and it's the word that I use the most. And I just think my game plays better with that. You know, I think I can help a team win with speed, with versatility, with a number of things that requires athleticism to be a part of your game.
Another person that obviously you're close with that's here in Arizona, your brother, who's over in Diamondbacks camp. You guys talk often about the daily grind, what you guys are going through, or are you both kind of in your lane for spring?
We talk often. We stay together out here right now, so we keep a family atmosphere, and we just motivate each other. We don't complain. We don't bicker about what happened or why we didn't do this, why this person didn't make the team, should have made. We talk about what we did that day, and we talk about how we could have improved or what we could have done better. And we wake up, and when we leave, hey, go get them. Just do your thing. We were both built the same, so we go do our thing.
I saw before we started taping, you on Twitter said you finally updated your bio. You're a Padre now on social media, at least. But people must think, oh, that must be the first thing he's going to do is, like, change his Twitter bio. But you guys are busy from the morning you leave your apartment, say bye to your brother, until the time you come back home. Give people an idea of what your day is like from wake up to bedtime.
I mean, I wake up at like 5:15, 5:20 in the morning, and I get myself together, obviously, hygiene. And
then got to keep that fresh.
I jump on the road. It's about 25, 30-minute drive out here. I hit my workout. I go get something to eat. I go do some bunting. I go do some hitting in the cage. I go do some early defense with Eddie Rodriguez. Obviously, the hitting is with, I call him Zen. That's my guy.
He's made his impression on this show a couple times. Yeah, trust us. We know him very well.
He's the man. And I just get as much work in as I can before we start. And by 9:30, we're stretching. And then the team goes through their full workout. So by about 11:30, we'll be done. Eat again. Game time's at 1:30. Play the game. We get done at like 4:30 or so, 5, and come back, shower, and you know, for those who have families and friends and kids and everything, you get in as much time as you can. The only thing on this coast, when I'm done, it's 8 o'clock back home. It's right. 5 o'clock here, so it's a little different.
Yeah, dealing with that too. It's my mom's always complaining. You never call. It's like, oh, by the time I'm done at home, you're in bed already.
Sleep.
It's tough. Yeah, exactly. All right, Jamal, thank you very much, man. This was fun, and wish you the continued best of luck the rest of spring training.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, and for those of you watching at home, our next Padres Social Hour comes your way Tuesday at noon before the Padres game against the Rangers. Thanks so much to all our guests for stopping by. Jamal, thank you again very much, and we'll see you next time. Take care.